Pocket? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's begin. Okay. Let's take a look over here, Abosai. The tour. The Keteru Borer. In Yish Torah, the Breras Ha'ochel Yosem, the Breras Apsoles. Borer Kedako. Lizro Kapsoles.
You
can't even move it. Sha'ochel batel berov apsolus.
How does that work when you're getting to the end?
What?
How does that work when you're getting to the end?
That's a good question. I think in order to analyze it, we should open up a Gemara. I think it's on the Maran Makomas. Not a Masechta Shabbos, but a Gemara Masechta Beitza on that Yud Dalet Amid Beis. So we'll open up to the Gemara. I don't know if you saw it yet, but if you didn't see it yet, you'll see it right now. But it's always good to see, in hard print. Probably. Let's take a look. Habore kidney is biyomtiv. Remember, I'm saying Shabbos and Yom not the same. Yomtiv melachas ochal nefesh is mutter. Haborakin is biyamtiv. Beshami omim borer ochel, ochel vi ochel. Okay. Besalomim borer kedarko. You can take the psolus away. Cheko beknon v'tamche v'lo b'tavlo b'nat v'lo b'kvar. Abigalil omer af mediyah v'sholah. It's a mishnah. Fine. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel. Bamed devarim amurim sheochel merubal apsolus. Al psolus merubal ochel. Divri hakol, notel es ha'ochel, u'meniach es ha'psoles. The majority is psoles. What do? You take the ochel. Okay, even though Rabosai, earlier in the Mishnah we learned, Beisilas has borrowed kedarko, you take away the psoles. But not in the case where the psoles is the majority. Why not? So there are two possibilities on both sides. One is because of an Isser of Borer, and one is because of an Isser of Mukta. Because we judge something based on its majority. And if the majority is junk, it's psoles, so the whole thing might be considered to be Mukta. Nothing to do with the Malacha of Borer, which is not Malacha. Mukta. Unclear in the Gemara. Again, let's repeat one more time what the Gemara said. If the psoles is more than the ochel, it says in base of your dalam and base, you have to take the ochel and leave the psoles. You're not permitted to take out the psoles. Says the Gemara, psoles ruba al ochel miikad man deshari. How can it be mutter? Again, maybe it's a mukta issue. Could be it's a rori issue. No tzricha. The nafish betircha vizuter b'shiyura. That's what the Torah is talking about. A strange situation. More tircha and less of, but smaller in the shia. That's what it says. That's a Gemara Masech the Beitza. Daf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. It's a Gemara. Okay, let's look at the Mefarshim. Start with Rashi. What does Rashi say? Mikabad Deshari. Vafilu Letaltalo. Can't even move it. It's Mukta. Because it's bottled the mir to the rove. It's like Kula Psolas. Velo chazi, it's mukta, Rashi says pshat. Don't do bora, mukta. And it's the Gemara of the Nafesh Betircha. Sheyesh no dak. Okay. Abed ma'amurim is man she Torah ha'ochel meruba al shel psoles. Who would become a Beis Hillel? No tell psoles. Why? The miyuti betircha adif. Beis Hillel is a... is an Ohev Yisrael, as we'd like to say today. Oh, we want to have Bet Hillel. Oh, we'll be the... You know, the ones we live with, the modernist, Bet Hillel. But Bet Hillel says, listen, it's Yontif, Simchas Yontif, the less Tircha you have to do, the better off you are. Avalim Torah, Chapsolos, Rubala Ochel, then take the Ochel, because you want to, Adkan, the Fishik this Rashi. Let's see Tosfos. Okay, go back this way. We gotta go back this way. This way, Tosfos. Okay, here we are. Habora kiddush yontif beshami omen bora ochel v'ochel. Tema. Same question they ask. Rebbe said, can we open up Shabbos at least for a minute? I don't like to do it on screen. Open up Shabbos, Ayin Dal Hamad Aleph. We saw this Tosfos a couple times. We have to chaz it so many times. Okay. Rebbe said, the same expression over here, bora ochel, bora v'ochel, Ochel mitov solus. Mashma, the ochel mitov solus is not derech breira. That's what's mutter on Shabbos, as we all know, right? You have the three conditions. What are the three conditions? Chaz, chaz. Come on, boss, quick. What are the three conditions to be about the breira? No, biyad, the altar, ochel mitov solus. Boom. Pirush Rashidus Arachas. Shulchan Aruch passed the Rambam paskins. Again, we saw other dissenting views yesterday. Let's focus for the moment right now. Kosher, and of kufla matches it says. Madarka shel borer, borer ochel mitov psolus. That's the normal way to do things. What do you mean? It's not derech breira. That's the normal way. V'yesh loma, tohasam b'psolus meruba ala ochel. There's more psolus than ochel. Havi ochel mitov psolus derech breira. It's easier that way. You always want to take the smaller amount out of the bigger amount. Less work, less tircha. Okay? That's what Tosfos says over here. In now, Rabosai, let's skip a bit. Last narrow line. He has the Kasha of the Rashba. This is the Rash Mishans. It says, Nafshu Dalam Bezin Beitza. We just saw it inside. Habore kidneys beyond the base Shami Amaboro Ochel Ochel Besil Amaboro Kedarko. And the Gemara says, the Medma Murim Shochel Muruba Alap Solis. Absolus mu'al ochel, divri akol, notless ochel, meniachas absolus, says Tosfos. E bipsolus mu'al ochel, havi ochel mitopsolus, derech breira, hechi shor le beshamai, hoinu asri le vorek, o livror, kidarko. The mirror the kakashi. If ochel mitopsolus is the normal way of breira, when the majority is psolus, how did the Beis Shammai allow it? Oh, let's take a look over here. Tosfos says over here, Beis Shammai says Baruch Hu V'Ochel. Not called prayer. Why? Doesn't Masechet Shabbos, Madaka shel Baruch Notel Ochel Meniach Psolus. Hocha Mashma, the Ein Breira Bekach. The Korol Shinui. Watch this now. No tell her ochel atzmo, umeniach apsolus, pirish, yizrok also. Throw it out. Umikomakom, psolus mitok ochel, have a breira. A new pshat. What does it mean? You take the ochel by itself, leave the psolus there, throw it out. And psolos mitoch ochel would be considered breira. We'll come back. Inami hosam shapsolos meruba al ochel v'oz vaday havi ochel mitoch psolos derech breira. Because the minority, you won't want to take the minority out. It's easier. Avol hochel mari sheha ochel meruba al psolos v'oz havi psolos mitoch ochel derech Breira. I fact the Gemara. Psolus Rubal Ochel Ike by the Shari. Pirish Afilu Betiltul Yeyasur. Hoya Yochel Haksh is the bigger Kasha. Tiltul is in Yisrael Rabbanan. What could they have asked? The Zeu Derech Borer. They could have asked the question, it's a Malacha. Not just as Rashi said, it's Yisrael Mokzah. But that Difa Minei Parech, that Afilu Tiltul Yeyasur, the Batla Miyutul Gabi Rubal Vavikakul of Psolus. So the Tosfos Rabbos has two terutzim here in Masechta Beitza. And here in Masechta Shabbos, they give one teretz. We'll have to analyze this slowly as we go. Okay. So now the Torah, let's go back to where we came from. We start with the Torah. Just giving the background. We start with the Torah. And what did the Torah say? When there's a bigger Torah, look carefully. Im yesh Torah bebreiras ocham yosem bebreiras psolas. Borer kidarko lizrek apsolas. You and I would say, chas v'sholem. He said, "Daraisa, psalos b'toch ochel," and the Torah says, "Do it." Where did he get it from? Take a look. Where did he get it from? It's on the Makoros, if I'm not mistaken. Those are saw. Beis Yosef. The Rambam. V'ketzat. See if we can find V'ketzat. V'ketzat. Here it goes. He's close to the Torah. It was a bigger hassle. Take the psalus. He quotes Masechta Beitza. He quotes Rashi. He quotes Tosfos. The whole story. Rabbeinu says from Dvar of Karash. What? The Afal Gav, the High Brisa, be Yomtiv, Misnia. What's going on over here? Yomtiv. Talking about Shabbos. Svir late to the tour. Ein chiluk ben Shabbos the yomtiv b'din zeh pilei ployim. He's going to derive from the yomtiv hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos. So the mefarshim say this is insane. Let's see if I can get these on links. Back to the tour. Back to links. What? You know the drisha and the prisha? Outrageous. Outrageous. The Drish asks, give me Matar and Issa Doraisa to get with less Torah. How much of an awe of Yisrael are you? I can only show it to you in a different Sefer. Take a look. I'll show it to you in the Chayonim. Here's this question. Where is the Chayonim? We'll have to figure it out. Where do we find it, first of all? Shulchan Aruch? Here? This is here or here? Which one? Anyone know? Let's try this. Not here, right? Guess drill, maybe? Hebrew of Savin, what do you call it? Oh, try this. Chayod. Let's try Nishmas Adam. That's where it is. Nishmas Adam. Little Shabbos. Oh my goodness, what klal is it? You have it, look up your fancy Mishnah Berurah to tell you what siman is in the Chayodim. I'm trying to remember what klal it is. Yud Dalet maybe? I don't remember anymore. Okay, it's close. This is Dosh. Maybe it's. That's nine maybe? Yeah, Borer. Okay. Let's see. Oh. He asked, is bothered by the tour? Is the word tour here first or not? Help me find the word tour. Quotes the Torah. Oh. Tell us on our Torah. I missed it. He quotes the Torah. We saw the Torah. Has a base Yosef. He derived it from Yomtiv. Tzarech here! He screams! Bishlama Yomtiv the Mutta Melechas Borach and says, Uncle Nefesh, Shapraz Dinan Basel and Mad Betircha. We're in Simchas Yomtiv. Abba Bishabish Adrabba. Even Shaokh Meruba. Kam Yish Torah Bebrei Rasu Yosem Absolus. In can I derech brayer bevare psalos miochel? Ech nat la malacha doraisa shulahakla tirchasa lo zechisi lahavim veleir das beis yosef kolach rodim shlo dibur mizah klum. How come no one screamed until the chayadim's time 200 years ago? The Torah wrote it so many years before that. V'nirali, this is also remembered from yesterday's shir. the Das HaTuruk, the Das HaRaj Bavodas HaKodesh, we saw quoted in the Magad Mishnah yesterday, who says, don't do Borer, not Babikvara, because it's a Borer Gemura. Vastura Fila Biyamtif, but Bakanom Vitamchoy was not an Isha Shtaraisa, only the Rabbanan, Yamtif Lo Gozru. What do you see? The Magad Mishnah says, we saw this yesterday. Remember this expression? You can't forget this. Kvodo Bimkomo Munah. Remember that yesterday? You love that expression. With all due respect, the only difference is when our Gadol said they really meant it. Today, when someone says with all due respect, it means with disrespect. You should be aware what the word means nowadays. But they really meant it. He was his Rebbe. He meant it. Yeah. Hare Breres, Solos Miochala, Filo Bir Biad, Chayev Chadas, Biyantim Mutta. What are you talking about? Okay, what's the answer? The answer is, I don't understand you, Magad Mishnah. Shetome Torasa Shal Rashba, who's his Rebbe, Shogab Befiv. How do you forget what he said in Avodas HaKodesh? Where he said, Nafal Tsroro Kisim Bekemach. Yesh omim she'osu litlo biyad v'shezeh keborer v'lo yiroli elamut litlo biyad shekol osu biyad enu ala keborer kalach hayad v'lo osu l'banap ha'kvora k'mo she'biyarnu harei mavur midvor of this real day b'em solus me'ochel k'mo tzror mi'kemach li'olam enu chai Shabbos k'eva she'nos v'ap v'kora. And he says it again, u'v'shabbos she'borer b'kli afil k'non v'tamchim afil li'alter osur. And what's he going on? That beyond the with the psalms me ochel, I call upon a mucha midvara, they know chayav, I feel the psalms me ochel, elim came born up a kvara. The holy out, the lomik be derech brei reklam, lomik nabe be kvara, the magamish's kashas are up. Beautiful. We mentioned this before already last week. We're so used to assuming that the Rach is right, because all of us were taught in elementary school, that the only way to be mat the borer, only way, is to have three conditions. You have to have all three. And that is correct. We were taught that way because the Shulchan Aruch says that way, the Rambam says that way, the Rach says that way. But we sometimes never get past that, our elementary school education, to know that not everyone agrees to that. There's those who disagree. We think Rashi likely disagrees, Tosfos may disagree in part, the Rashba disagrees. And this is the position I told you already I'm sympathetic to. And again, everyone should open up the Mishnah Berurah. Please, I want to show it to you again and again and again. We shouldn't think I'm saying that I'm some kind of radical rabbi with some kind of new religion that is completely beyond the normative halacha, as we sometimes see these days. No! I want to introduce you to a line in the Bir Halacha himself. Take a look. It's the last three lines on page 280 in the standard print. Okay, Rabosai, give a look. It's the middle of the long piece, starts the word mitoch towards the end, where he says, "Yesh tzarif lezeh, gam ken das ezer min harishonim, uvebeis yosef shesovim, de la'alter mutter af psoles mitoch ochel." Here it is, black and white, and there's no more authoritative source for us in the Mishnah Berurah. And he quotes this opinion, not by itself, but it's a tziruf. After Rabim Hema Osrim Kanal, Lachena Posak Shulchan Aruch Kavosai. Correct. Shulchan Aruch Posak the Rach and the Rambam. Mikomakom Binyan Zed on the Tzoros Hakel. We can be tzarif this as well, Rabosai. That Shitas a Rashba, and now we know Shitas a Tur as well. So it's a Rashba. It's a Tur. Could be it's Tosis. Could be it's Rashi. A lot of great people that we ordinary are relying on accept this view, which we I'm willing to bet that most of you before last week when we started Shia never heard of Shitas opinion. He would ask you, tell me, according to, in order to be Borer on Shabbos, what do you need? You all Peach would say, Nasa V'nishma, right? You say, Peach, what would you say? Three conditions are required. Does anyone disagree? No. I learned the Yeshiva, that the Shulchan Aruch is the way. You're right, Shulchan Aruch is the way. And the Rach and the Rambam, but not the Tur, not the Rash, but not the Tos, not the Rach. Quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah. So there is a dissenting view. That's the pshat in the Torah. So the Nishmas Adam is 100% correct over here. 100% right what he said. 100% right. 100% right. Okay? Fine? Just wanted to point this out to you. This is a mainstream position. Not that it's quoted, not that the Shulchan Aruch says that way, I want to tell you. But it's a mainstream position. So keep that in mind. Okay. Now that we've spoken about this, let us turn our attention to the next critical question, which is how we define the altar. Now, boss, you'll forgive me in this discussion, Borer. It's such a long and complex topic. I think it's better if you go just go back and forth, not to be focused too much at any given time on one particular. We're just going to blow our minds. So we're going to go a little bit back and forth, and what's the nipsos? We talk okel, how you define the altar. We're going back and forth whole week. We go back and forth on these topics. I think it'll be easier for that way to absorb a little bit of this at a time. Yourselves and your own, you put them together when we finished all the dinner. We'll chazer it one day. Okay, but let's just explain what the method over here is, which is to... So again, Rabbosai, the issue of li'alter is a critical issue, because we pass on halacha, it must be li'alter, otherwise it's no good. And the question, of course, the comments we spoke about this last week at some length, how do you define li'alter? Let's turn, since we are big Rock fans, let's turn to the Rock on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Zesha Amarnu. Everyone see it? I think it's in your print should also be on Dalet Amud Beis. In my print it certainly is. Ki muta livra v'lecha levlur l'nich l'ocha li'alter shari. Biyad. Okay. Okay, we know this. This is the Rock Shita. Fine. The Afal Peter Garcinon getting that from Zion Chofes. Then in Misha Ovid lo get, not our Indian right now. In Mitzol la Alter Kosher. What's the Alter? Kosh la Ovid Odom. The word Odom is in brackets. Shom Bachem say Kosh la Shom Odom Shom. Hocho. Kema dash kechinon mifurush betamad Eretz Yisrael. Kavosei Avdina. We follow the Talmud Yerushalmi. Umaskin and the Shmatei and the Yerushalmi, Shir Masha Mesiv al Hashulchan Bos Asura Bulvad. That's it. And I told you, if you take this Gemara literally, it sounds like you have to already be sitting at the table. You have to already be sitting at the table. Let's take a look on in the Rach on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. That's the Yerushalmi which you saw last week. Take a look again, please. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in the Yerushalmi. It's in my print. It's four lines from the bottom. Ula alter damar abaye calls man sheyoshev al hashulchan v'yochel. The guy seen him at Taman Eretz Yisrael birer ochlin mitoch ochlin chizki amachayev Rabbi Yochanan amapoter masnisin pligo al chizki damar bor Rabbi Yochel bor meniach al hashulchan rovin barchia amar tiposer kishayu orchin ochlin. Rishona, Rishona. Literally, when the guests eat, I guess we might say one first, first. That's a little translation. First, first. What do these words mean? First, first. Only way to find this out is to look on the Yerushalmi. Well, I didn't put the Yerushalmi on the official Makoros, but I think we'll see it in the Rach. But let us be wiser, right? We don't trust anybody. We don't actually see the sources. Let's turn to Talmud Yerushalmi. You don't do that too often here. But once in a while, Talmud Yerushalmi, Vilna. Well, now you got to be confused. What is Vilna? Let's try Vilna. It's a Lithuanian yeshiva, after all. We have Hasidish people now, but it's still a Lithuanian yeshiva. All right? So let's see what it says over here. Shabbos Perek Zayin. Hold on, let's go slow. No more halacha base. Halacha base. Take a look. The boss will help me out. We find Bora. It goes one after the other. Hotea, Zomer. They're nice. They put green underlines. It's like a modern kind of a version of Yerushalmi. Not bad. Okay, we're getting close. That's the Yerushalmi. Remember that Yerushalmi? Just to show it to you inside. Now we're in here right now. Remember we saw it in Mordechai? Shachik Tuma, we saw last week. And Mavich Reisha Mishim Dosh. Mavich Likipaisi Mishim Borer. That's last week's Yerushalmi. It really exists. Shouldn't think it's that the Mordechai misquoted it. Here it is. That's not what I'm looking for right now. Borer. Baruch Hashem did Borer. This is so important. I'm going to go in order. Let's go in order. Let's become Yerushalmi, Rabbi said. Nebuch, we don't live in Yerushalayim. But we can at least have a Havas Siyan Yerushalayim, one of the Mefarshim. We love Yerushalayim. Let's see Yerushalayim. HaBore. Omer Rav Yudin Yeshu Bore Tzroros Kol Hayom Veinu Mischayev. You hear what's going on? You take pebbles and pebbles and pebbles, you're not chayv. Yeshu notu kegrogris, one little grogris, how big is it? Kazayas. Umiyad mischayv. Hey chavi, how can this be? Hoya yosheva gabi kri, you birat throws kalayom. Ain't a mischayv. You know why? You left some pebbles behind. The Rishon is of the opinion, if you didn't get rid of all the pebbles, you can spend 20 hours getting rid of pebbles, you left some behind, you're not chayv mishabor. Keep this in mind. We'll get to this later. Not all you talk yodo, kigrogris, and you got rid of all the pebbles, ubira, chayev. Fine. Fine. Skip a little bit. Bir ochlim, mitoch ochlim, chiskia omar chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Mapot, this we saw quoted in the Rach. Mastisa pliya chiskia, damar boro vi ochl boro menyech ala shulchan. Yeah. Rabun bar chia b'shem rabbi shmul bar yetzel ti poser shi oroch in ochlin rishono rishono. That's the heter. Before we show you the mefarshim, let us just finish the sentence. Ayva hatoni v'lvad shal yavros kol osu amin imos again b'shabas chayef al date de chizkia shken abora kidarko b'shabas chayef al date de rabbi yochanan. And here's the big question: is this a question mark or is this a statement? There's no punctuation in the Yerushalmi. Even Bar-Ilan didn't put in punctuation. They just have, well, they do. They have periods. There's no question marks. There's, you see some of those things you can see in the Shas have question marks? I'm not sure if they do. Because here there are no question marks. Keep it in mind. Al Data de Chizkia. Afilu Igulin Migo Igulin. Afili rimonim migo rimonim. Because what did Chizkia say? What did Chizkia say? Ochlin mitoch ochlin. So what if I have pomegranates? I'll take one pomegranate out of another pomegranate. I'm going to be chayef. Frekti Rishon, which seems to be an ad absurdum reduction. Okini afilu b'nei nash migo b'nei nash. What does the word b'nei nash mean? People. You pick one person out of a lineup. That's going to be Yitzhak Bora? What? Have you lost it? Have you lost your marbles? Now I want to know, what about Rimonim Migo Rimonim? Is that Benichusa or is that Bitmiya? Does it really mean Alocha L'maisa that you take one pomegranate from another? Is Nisa Borer? Or is it part of the ridiculous? How'd you learn? I mean, you didn't see the Rishonim. Is it Benichusa or is it Bitmiya? What'd you say? Have a vote. We take everyone's vote seriously. Look at this Yerushalmi. Does anyone think that you really chayav and borrow people from people? No, that you understand. That's a reductio ad absurdum. That's about the last line. I feel it b'nei nash and go b'nei nash. What? But what about this sentence? Is this sentence correct or is the sentence a bit mere? Not completely clear. We shall see. Some take it seriously and some say it's bit mere. I'll show you an immediate source. Some of you may have seen it already. Oh, but I'm afraid to get off here. Let's go first to the links. Pnei Marsh. Oh, how am I going to find this? Oh, no. Oh, how am I going to find this? I'll be forever until I get to it. What is the mission? See the word Bora, let me know. Oh, Shachit Tuma, it's off. Oh, where's it getting places? Oh, we're close. Oh. Tiposer. Right? Kloma. Abala Chizkia Lididi Nami Bibora Viochel Miad. Is mutter. I agree it's mutter. Even ochel mitoch ochel, who beboru meiniach, who brisa the katani boru meiniach al shulchan, lav lahanicho liachakachu de kamar, elakagon sheu orchin etzlo. Watch this now, very important. Umashem meiniach al shulchan. Every word counts. What I, the host, put on the table, hein ochlin rishona rishona. Ubichi agavna kol kibora viyochem miyado umadina b'dinavotu. how do you understand Ochel Rishon? How do he understand Ochel Rishon and Rishon? There are two ways to understand it, honestly. Other poskim say, you know what it means? You are borer and eats. You're borer and eats. Everyone follow me? I select the good from the bad and eat it. I select again good from the bad and he eats that. Ochel Rishon and Rishon. And between everything that he eats, just before that, I selected it. But not the pshat that I selected a bunch and he eats it a little bit at a time. That's what the Mefarshim say, who are machmir. But the Pnei Moshe is a makel on the Shiloh. Pnei Moshe interpreted Ochel Rishon and Rishon means what? I put it on the table and they eat it a little bit at a time. To the contrary, that's also called Baruch Miyad. Why is that so important, Rabbi Osai? It's against the Sefer called what? Remember his name? Something Yerushalayim. Quoted on the Bir Alocha. Bir Alocha quoted over here in Siman Shin Yud Tes. Sif Aleph. What did Ramah say? Ramah said, look inside the Ramah. The Ramah said, look carefully in Ramah. Then he has the word miyad. That's a problem. Mikrali alter. You get an impression from that word miyad. You're not sitting there yet. You're about to sit down. Our version of the Yerushalmi is you're sitting down already. So the Rach said. But take a look in the Bialocha. Look at Tosefas Yerushalayim Hochichim and Yerushalmi. Debina li alter mamish udalo karamo. But he says, don't follow that. Because the Pshas Shalonu is make as the Gross said. Only the Bobayom is us, which is quite a while later. No, Rabbi Osai. The Yerushalmi is also make you. According to the Pnei Moshe. I cannot get you the Sefer Tosefes Yerushalayim. It's not one of the links over here. I doubt it. I never heard of it. Yerushalmi, just for the fun. See if we get Tosefes Yerushalayim. I doubt it. Links? No, I can't complain. They have everything that's printed in standard Yerushalmis. Kohen Eda and Shira Korban. It's like Rashi and Tosfos. They even have the Ridvaz. You know who the Ridvaz was? Who was the Ridvaz? Not the Radvaz. The Ridvaz. I don't know who the Ridvaz was. No one has never heard of him? Tell his life story. Well, I digress a little bit. Tell some life stories. Of important lessons to be learned from Gedolim. The Ridvaz was, I think, Rav Yosef David ben... Something with a Zion. I don't know what the Zion is. Huh? No. He was a Rav in Europe. I think it was in Slutsk, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was before the Beis Halevi. I think it was also in a place called Slutsk. He came to America to raise the funds to print his parish in Yerushalmi. Because he couldn't afford it. Okay? Some of his descendants became Rabbanim here in the tri-state area. I think his son-in-law was a Rav, I think, in Jersey City. His name was Rabbi Kanvich, if I'm not mistaken. He was active in Ezra's Torah 100 years ago. And he has a son as a Rav, and the family goes down even to present people. One of them, unfortunately, lost a son-in-law in the World Trade Center. I'm pretty sure I'm talking about the same family. If I'm mistaken, you'll let me know. He was a Riven, a resident, a real hero, went back. That's not for today's story. Anyway, he's a God of Olam. He went to Chicago. Any Chicagoans here? Tough town, Chicago. When he said that the meat is treif, the mafia threatened to kill him. It's a mafia town, as you know. It's only then, 100 years ago. And they told him, if you don't leave, someone whispered, they were going to kill him. He's going to be, in what they call concrete boots. You know, that's what's going to happen. Khalid al-Khaz, the God of the door would have been killed. Someone whispered in his ear. That very night, they say it was Friday night, got on a train to New York on a boat and fled to Palestine. He fled to Palestine. I think he settled in Sfat, if I'm not mistaken. And in the Shemitah of 1910, if I'm not mistaken, he was a big bar plukta with the Rav Kook, Zichron Levracha, on the Hefter Mechira. As you well know, the Rav Kook came to Eretz Yisrael around a little before that time. He was, the original proponent of Hefter Mechira was none other than our own family brand, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. He was the one who gave this initial Haskama to the Hefter Mechira back in 1896, I think it was. No, it was the early one. It was in 1889. Rav the Sulchan signed the tshuva. There's a whole history about that. I'm not going into it right now. And the machlokas kept going on and on and on. So I think it was 1910, 21 years later, where Rav Kook came to uphold the head the way he had to, and the Ritvaz came to scream bloody murder. It's no good because he ran away from the mafia in Chicago. So good for, thank God, Menachem. The mafia in Chicago is very strong. Had he been in Chicago, I don't know if this opinion would have been so well received. I mean, it was just in Chicago, so he wants to do an Eretz Yisrael. Moved to Tzfat. Right? That's his history. So he even have his sefer, which he had enough money before he fled to print as Yerushalmi. And that's how we have it. Otherwise, it would have been Ksaviyat somewhere. Who knows? So, great with the holy Jews of Chicago, who gave enough money, apparently, to print the Ritvaz to save on Yerushalmi. Even that they have. But those sefers of Yerushalayim, they don't have. Okay, my guess is, he understood the words Rishona, Rishona, the way I would have understood it. You have to select and eat, select and eat, select and eat, select and eat. And even if I can't select during the entree, except for the dessert. No, that's too far gone. That's how I'm pretty sure. I don't have, you look it up yourself, get on some kind of an oats or a chacham or something. I'm guessing that's how you learn pshat, oh, Rishona, Rishona. But I have a Pnei Moshe on my side. He made the print, he made the cut here. He's on the screen. He's one of my famous parish in Yerushalmi. So therefore, I don't get excited about this, because I think that the proper pshat is a Pnei Moshe. And I think that the Ritvaz and the Korbanator basically agree. So therefore, as long as you started eating, even though the meal is going to take an hour, and you are doing Bora in the first minute for the last minute, it's going to be Mutter, not just because the Yerushalmi is argued about by the Bavli as the Bialach would have. No! The Rishami itself is making, in my opinion, I'm following the view of the Pnei Moshe, Rabosai. The problem is Samach Lesuda. Even 5 minutes before, that's harder to justify. Because again, the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, how did he say? What did he say? He said, when you are Mesiv Ala Suda, when you're actually sitting down to the meal, not 5 minutes beforehand, sitting down to the meal. The Rak says, Kozman she yoshev al hashulchan. That means, you know, that sounds like you're literally sitting there. Not that you were about to sit down there. Again, I don't want to be machmer more than the Ramah. The Ramah is maker as long as you're about to sit down. But beyond that, it's really hard to go. Now the Mishnah Brura is maker beyond. That's not his fault. He cast it from the Mogan Avram, which is an impeccable source. Take a look at Rabosai in the Mishnah Brura, where he talks about what we consider to be miyad. The truth is, it's from a very strange source. The source is a Mogan Avram, but not the Mogan Avram over here in Hilchos Borer, but rather to a malach which we're going to get to a little bit later on. Rabosai, there's a malach called Tochein. At the rate we're going a lot later on. Tochein. Tochein, never in Shas does it say, is any head of Lialta. You will not find it in Shas anywhere. You will not find it anywhere in Shas. You won't find it. However, there is a Rashba who was Mekel in this question. Is Mekel in this question? Mekel in this question. And it's found in, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. You actually have it. Open up yourself. Shin Chaf Aleph. Open up, Rabosa. Shin Chaf Aleph. To the Malach of Tochein. Take a look, please. The Malach of Tochein is found in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. We're going to discuss this at great, great, great length when we have time, but not right now. Avlam la'ochlo miyad. It's the Ramah end of Sifyud Beis. Hakol shari midi dehave abore lechem miyad shari. Shuvas harashba. And Iran quotes it in our parak. We're not up to it yet. Fine. Ironically, it's here where you find the altar defined. Take a look at Mr. Brewers of Cotton Memhei. Umikomakom hanoagim lachtoch abtsolim vatsnon dak dak. Ein limchos biyodon. Yesh them amish yismochu, val kolponim osru lasos ad yitzias pesakneses. They've been in samach lesudamamish, kemosha kosu v'simen shin yitzias v'borer. What do you mean Yitzir Mibayis HaKnesset? Where did that phrase come from? He didn't make it up himself. He took it from, directly lifted it from the Magen Avraham, as Shaar Tzion Mem Tes says. When people get out of shul, that's considered to be in the category of Li Alter Rabosai. Where that simon, that shia came from, I have no idea. The Magen Avraham, let's see, does he quote it over here? I don't think the Berhater quotes that over here. Let's hold on. Take a look for a second. No. Let's go look the Magen Avraham up inside ourselves. Let's take a look and see what his raya is and see if the raya is compelling. Both sides, you know, we don't trust anybody, right? Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. I'm a Farshim. The Farshim Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham. Hilchot Shabbos. Shin Chof Aleph. Here we go. We have to look everything up ourselves. Tetzvav. Tetzvav. Okay. Akoponim osur las aditzias besekneses. The bina and the samach lasu the mamish, as it says, reish simon shin yutes. And here's the line. V'chein masha baran sof perek tetzvav. Who remembers? We saw it last week. Who remembers the ran sof perek tetzvav? Anybody remember? No clue. Let's open us. Let's open. Rabosai, our memories are poor. We'll see it again. Rabosai, open to the Ran, solve Perek Tesvav. If you can figure out it's right, you're going to get a prize. We have links. Oh, we have Machzor Shekel here too. Let's take a look. Let's take a look first. Ran, solve Perek Tesvav. In my print, Sof Perek Tesvav, you'll find it on page Kuf Yud Ches. The old print, Mem Beis Amud Beis, if I'm correct. Garcina quotes the Gemara. What does it say? Yom Kippur, Knivas Yerek, Ben Amincha Lamala. So what's Knivas Yerek? So Rashi says, to remove the Olim Haroim, the bad leaves from the vegetable. Okay, fine. Says the Ran. As follows. Ben Amincha Lamala, Darken Shel Bnei Adam Masakin Macholam Mitzorach Erev. Wait a minute. Is he trying to say that Ben Amincha Lamala is considered to be the altar? Huh? Huh? How many hours, gentlemen, is it from Mincha Katana till you can eat a Motzi Yom Kippur? Guys, you should know a little bit about Zmanim. A little bit. Who knows? How many hours is it from Mincha Katan they can eat? At least how many hours? Give me a number. 6 hours. Mincha Katan. 3 hours. Mincha Katan is 2.5 hours before the sun sets. You know, another half an hour they can eat, minimum. 3 hours. So he's saying 3 hours? Now, boss, I ask you a question. How much time does it take from the time you leave shul till you make kiddush? I sure hope it's not 3 hours. So what's he telling me? At the Shia, Mitzvah Beis HaKnesses, as he says to Ran, what's going on over here? What in the world does he mean? I don't know. Let's take a look at the Mefarsh. Let's take a look at the Machzor Shekel. Maybe he explains Pshat. Machzor Shekel. Not a word. Let's go back where we came from. Okay, back where we came from. Let's try maybe Prima Garden if we'll be lucky. Try this one. Whoa. Just trying to find, see what people say about this. Okay, Masha Bara, what Ran? Prima Garden. Does he say anything? Tetzvav? Again, nothing. They don't say a word. How did he see? You know what I'm saying? How did he see from the Ran any shear of his Tzir Beis HaKnesses? So what does it mean? We don't pass like the Ran. That's what he means. Chemashah B'Ran, we don't pass like the Ran. So hard to understand this. I don't know. If you ask me, I would say that you have to be machmir for the shear of Yitzias Beis HaKnesses. And how long, pray tell, is that? How long is it? Well, maybe you can help me out with one of our favorite svarim. Give me the Oruch of Shabbos. You get me? Can you get it for me?
I'm trying.
I want to show you a brook inside. I want to show you this one with quoting an authoritative source. I like authoritative source to make a number up out of the clear blue sky. But let me ask you a question from your ideas of Shas. Who knows Shas here? Good. Where's the word Samuch? We said Samuch Lasud. That's the word that's used by the Mefarshim, right?
Arve
Psachim. What's the third word in the paragraph of Psachim? Arve Psachim what? Samuch. Samuch Mincha. How many minutes is Samuch before the Mincha? Who remembers?
30 minutes.
Samuch is 30 minutes. So maybe we should assume that the shear is 30 minutes before the meal. That would make sense, would it not? Samuch. You use the word Samuch Lasuda. Again, that word is not necessarily found in the Aseret Sadibris. But if you use the word Samuch, which the Poskim do use, Samuch Lasuda, so then it should be perhaps, right, 30 minutes. Take a look, Rabosai, in Oruch Shabbos. What's the key number here? I forgot the number. We have to add. Who remembers? 20? It's not like 19, I think. Next page. Okay, watch this. Shear the altar. Watch this. What does he say? Hamechin suda gedola v'tzarech livro skum. What's skum? What's skum stand for? No? Anyone know Hebrew here? Sakin kapitlu mazleg. Guys, this is all over the Hebrew books today. Right? We call knives, spoons, and forks. Liklof yuraka, so you have to peel out of vegetables. Ulachonos elu nochet zman rav. Yesh, yaposkim shahorul shemutu lahaskel kibachonos elu. I feel zman rav kona masuda. Shir shen nitzrich lo. It'll take me 2 hours to peel all the vegetables for 100 people. So you can start 2 hours before. Virei ha'or. Okay. Take a look. Said, they asked the Chazanish this question. Look at this. Is it mitbach tziburi? Like a public kitchen in the yeshiva, some of that. Shochlim bo harbi anashim b'shabbos. V'nochot zman rag v'lehochin es hasudu liklof yirokos v'chadome. You have to peel cucumbers for 100 tamidim. Haimutu lehaktim es hachonu v'suda. Heishiv lo, a Chazanish. The ein zen nikris samuch l'suda. Why? The yeshiva has 100 students. Wait. Everyone should prepare for himself. So what is it? Watch this now. There you go. Chazanish says, Ishalocha. Half an hour. Rav Shechta Shalita is in the state of Bikwe at home. To Shia Daraisa. Chatzisho. Gedola here and there. So here too. Then being a shir deraisa, even though in this other context it may be a shir derabbanan, that is called samuch. That is called samuch. Okay, that's called samuch. Okay. Now, in the previous page, what did he say? But how did he define the altar? Samuch lesuda. Okay. Keep saying Samach Lasuda. Lo nisbar beposkim shir asmichus. U mistaber shukis shir meshach asman shebnei odam regilim lasik bachona lasuda rakrova. and you shouldn't be mafsik in between. Who told him so? Mem Zayin. Bogan Avraham we saw going out of shul. Okay. All right. And what does he say over here? If you can do something else in between, it's aser. Who does he quote? Rabbi Eliashiv. Okay. But Kitzer, the only amount of minutes that we saw is 30. Chaznich said 30 minutes. And that's it. 30 minutes. You know what? Can I make an estimate? From the time you go out of shul to you make Kiddush, could take around 30 minutes. It's not a crazy estimate. I'm saying? Think about it. This Shabbos, when they sing Adon Olam, look at your watch. If you're not wearing a watch, look at the clock in shul. And then when you make Kiddush, look at the clock again. Of course, it depends how far you live from the shul. Also, you know, in those towns, they all live near the shul. Okay, I really had more in mind the Shabbos morning meal, because that's, you know, and the people, but you're right. But again, I don't know. Give a look. See how long it takes. Fine. Therefore, I think this is the proper shiur we should use. Ideally, Rabosai, ideally, you should do it mamish, before the meal. In other words, you estimate to finish in time for Kiddush. That happens in my house. When my wife makes her achanas, you know, we come home from shul, as soon as she finishes her achanas, we go right to Kiddush immediately. I don't think it's more than, I don't know how long it takes her, a few minutes. As soon as she finishes, we go right to make Kiddush. No, so there's no gap at all. Right? So that's the way it's supposed to be done. We mentioned before, the Rach says Yoshev al HaShulchan. So it's hard to know whether it could be more makel than that. But as long as you're trying, let's go back to the tour and see a different opinion. I like to show you all opinions. Also part of the Maamar Kamos, Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, watch this. Watch. Look at this. Shili out there. Kosarach. Shir Mashem Mesev al HaShulchan Moses Suda Bilvad. Nothing with Miyad. Bilvad. That's the Rach said Beferish. Both in Amad Alf and Amad Beis. And that's what the Ramagid said. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said. But he said, what could the Yeruchim also said? Kodem Lachain. Afilu Biyad Shamarna B'mut L'gdak L'yalt L'kolom El Osa Suda Avol L'bo B'yom K'lom Shabore R'meniach L'tzorok Suda Acheres Shal Osa V'yom B'yatzma Osir. What do they mean? If you abhor after Friday night for Suda Rishona, you know, Suda Shni in the morning, or after Suda Shni v'shalosh Shudas, that's not allowed. We'll see where that comes from. Slowly, watch every learn inside. V'nira li yochi kama. Imu borer acher Suda kol shabrot asorok Suda acheres v'osor yom atzmo, have a li'alta. Billy Blim! Could be 12 hours later. Rabosai, more than that. I can ask you a question. When did you finish your Friday night suda this week? Give me an estimate. 8 o'clock? Earlier than that. 7 o'clock. Good. When did you start your suda Shabbos morning? 11 o'clock? 12 o'clock. That means you had 17 hours. Did I make the cheshbon right? From 7 p.m. to 12 p.m. following is 17 hours. It means to me, he's make. That's what it sounds like. Read it again. Tell me you think I'm right. Look again. Ko ubora acha suda. Ko shaboro the tzorach suda acheres b'osa yom atzmo. Have a li'alte. Maybe he only means the 2 day meals. Also yom, maybe he's using it colloquially, not the halachic day, but the, you know, vayera vayevoka from one meal to the next. Okay. So we finish. When do you finish? Let's go back to the summertime. In the summertime, when do you finish eating? 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. When shall I show this? 7 o'clock. Okay, so it's not 17 hours. It's take away the 12. It's 5 hours. Even that's an amazing amount of time. That's all called the altar. That's more than the Mincha Gedolah, more than Mincha Ketanah. Where is Shurim coming from? Pilei Ploim. Himshu B'soch Suda. Borer Einu Yochel Livra L'Tzorach Osa Suda B'Vat. Once you bench, it's Matthew to the next meal. V'chein Borer Kodem Suda Chel Ochel B'soch Suda HaRishona. And he quotes the Mordechai. He says, no, it has to be the altar immediately. Acha shah It's Gebor Lotzer. What is Achashah? Where did the word Shah appear? Let's open it up. We've been at this Mordechai before. We always check up the sources. Hagos, Reish, Klal, Godel. Rabbo said, look everything up inside. The Mordechai, we've seen it very few times. Hagos, Mordechai, Perek, Klal, Godel. Please look inside. Hagos, Mordechai, Perek, Klal, Godel is page Mem Beis. Pirish Ravan, Livro Laniach Kno Piv, Lachis Lepiv Inami, Livro Kadei Sudas, Lahas Kaligmo Acha Biroso, Abolechal Acha Shah Nase Kibor Leotzer. What does a Shah mean? Someone say a Shah means 60 minutes. 60 minutes. I don't think so. Acha Shah doesn't mean 60 minutes. Is that the word Shah in that context? Means a little later. It has to be immediate. I would say within a half an hour max. That's called Samach, based on the Chazanish, based on the Gemara, on the Sukkot and Pesachim and elsewhere. But some want to say, no, take the Ravan literally. You have 60 minutes. I don't know. Chiddush, I wouldn't have said that way. He quotes the Rambam. All right, so this is a fascinating question. How exactly do we define Lialter? Not so simple. Not so simple at all. The truth is, you know, we like to base ourselves on the earlier sources, on Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Mefarshim say like this. There is a... It seems to me that you have the whole meal, it's kol asuda, need to not be immediate mamish. And the reason is, Rabbi Osai, the Yushalmi said, bora ve'ochel miyad, and bora miniach ala shulchan, we saw that lecture in Yushalmi. Who is the Yushalmi? Talmud Yushalmi. I don't want to leave this here. Take it from me. It says over there, Bor Menech. Menech means for the entire duration of the meal. Ochel means the mamish, put it right into your mouth. And Menech means for the entire duration of the meal. But not before the meal. Not before the meal. Except we would argue that just before the meal, what my wife does in the kitchen, she finishes peeling. We go right to make Kiddush. That's the equivalent, Rabosai. That's the equivalent of during the meal. That fault, because the Ramah said so, Mason Miyad, I'm not even willing to give you half an hour. I'm more machan than the Chazanish. I don't know if he was making a half an hour, but leading straight into Kiddush. Not that I'll, no, now it's 2 o'clock. So I'll do Bora now, 2 o'clock. And I'll take a walk for half an hour and make Kiddush. Okay, 29 minutes later, ding, 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 I'll make Kiddush. That doesn't work. Okay, so that's what I think, halacha lemaisa. We should try to do it only to give us enough time to finish it, you know, in time for the meal, and try not to do any more than that. Now, Rabosa. Now we have a very important Rambam. We're going to see the Rambam through the Beis Yosef. The truth is, why should we see the Beis Yosef? Let's read, open the Shulchan Aruch. I prefer pages to screens, I told you. We close the Rambam. The whole Rambam and Perek, right? Like Rabbeinu Chananel, okay, that's what he says. We know that, that's true. Miyad. There's a funny phrase in the Rambam. And the funny phrase, which is on your screen in the Rambam, is also to be found in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Tes. Can we compare notes? Here's the Rambam. Somebody look on the screen and we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch, see any differences. Okay, try to do both. Haborer, I'm going to try to do both at the same time. It's a trick. Haborer ochel mitzvah psolus. Oshayol lefan of shnei mini ochlim. Uborer min mimin acher. So far verbatim. Benapa v'kvara chaya. V'kno v'tam chipota v'losur. And bir b'yoda lechel yalter mutter. Ad kan sif aleph and Rambam. Sif beis. Haborer ochel mitzvah psolus b'yodo La'anicha afil bo b'yom. Nasik ebor v'olso v'chayim. Good. Please. Next. Hoyu lefonov shnei minei ochlin mi'uravim. Siv gimel, right? Borer echad me'echad. U'meniach lecho mi'ad. Sofer verbatim. Skipping the Ramah. V'imbirer v'niach liachas man. I feel the bow by yom. Kigon. Shabirer b'shachas lecho ben arbaim. Chayim. This is a quotation. He quotes the Rambam, and it's, he also quoted in his own Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shachris to Ben Arbaim? Half hour later should already be Chayev. What's going on over here? What is going on over here? It's like Pilei Ploim. Where did it come from? Where did he get it from? On both sides, where did it come from? So the Mishnah Berurah tries to patch up in Tezayin, who adin im de'im hayazman muflog besudas ben arbaim. Doesn't be from the morning to the evening. It'll be early afternoon to the evening also. Now what the Rambam said. How do you learn pshat rabosai in the Rambam? Maran Bet Yosef explains. Watch. In Bir Lohanich at Acha Shalosh Arbashos, near Midvarov of the Rambam, is this, look at the Beis Yosef Rabosai, very important. Sheish Kilik Bein Bora Ochel Mitok Psoles, the Bora Ochel Echad Mei Echad, Mei Acher. The Bora Ochel Mitok Psoles Chayav, as long as it's more than any time after immediate. Uve Bora Ochel Echad Mei Ochel Acher, Lo Mechayav Elohim Kain, Birer Shakwis Lechel Ben Arbayim. Ela She'eini Yodea Midnayin Lo Chiluk Zeh. Vim Lo Neskavim Lekach. Kosha Amai Palginu B'tarti. Rabosai. The Helig of Yosef Kara Maran Bet Yosef gives that pshat. Rabosai, I'd like you to turn to one of the Maran Makomas. You're probably wondering what it was. Chidushei. On line 3. Ablozer Moshe Horowitz, Ayin Dalit Hoyo. Let's take a look. Ablozer Moshe Horowitz from the Gedolei Ador. Let's take a look and see what he says, commenting on our sugya. Please turn, you'll find it in the Kovas Mefarshim, Yalkut Mefarshim, whatever it's called in your Gemara. You have an old fashioned Gemara that comes in as a separate sefer, everything's separate. Here it's called Yalkut Mefarshim Achodosh. That's what it's called here. Okay, if you look on, take one hand and go back to the Gemara, because we like to see Gemara's first. It's going on Tosas Hoyu. Tosas Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph Hoyu makes the following comment. Again, Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, Tosas Dibra Maskel Hoyu. Hoyu Hav Shnei Min Yochel. Chen Pirish Rachta Ba'ochel Mitoch Ochel Shaycha Breira. Why? Sheborer also she'en a chafetz lechol mitoch ochel she also sherosel lechol to also she'en a chafetz bo chashiv psoles the gabi also she chafetz lechol the quotes to Yerushalmi ochel mitoch ochel we saw before says the Halig Rav Rosh Moshe Horowitz tzarach here Yim Kain b'turmas and mitoch psoles to mechayev kashim b'manashach im rotz lechol at turmas in Am I chayev? Because he's eating it. It's all with psoles. Him wrote to lechel psoles. I feel called milinami. What's so special about turmasin? Miloshin Rambam zamuchach. The sfile. The labaye brisa ari b'shnei minei ochlin. The komash malon. Watch this now. The shari livra an amazing chiddush nifla v'nora ad meod. Not Rav Yosef Karo. Yosef Karo wanted to know why did the Rambam distinguish between Ochel Mitoch Ochel and Ochel Mitoch Psoles. It's borrowed in both cases. That question is gevaldic if you learn like Tosfos. Because Tosfos says that Ochel Mitoch Ochel is in effect Psoles Mitoch Ochel. The one you don't want is called Psoles. Then why are you separating the two? Pesach there, no. Kamash Malan, look at this now. The Shori Livror Hain also Sherot Selecho Hain also Sherot Selaniach Uvilvad Lialter Pile Ployim Mamish. Rabosai, if it's Ochel Mitoch Psoles, you must take the Ochel and eat it and have it immediately. If it's Ochel Mitoch Ochel, look at what he says now. If it's Ochel Mitoch Ochel, I can take either one out, even if I'm eating the other one immediately. Ooh, a wapa chiddush. Rabosai, I don't know, raisins and almonds, right? They're both ochlin. I can take the raisins out and eat the almonds immediately. Whoa, that wouldn't be true by psoles. That's a chiddush nifla. That's why it's different. That's why it's mentioned separately. Wow. He goes through the whole sugya on this basis. What's the lumdus over here? So the lumdus, I told you to see, I don't know if you saw this footnote yet. I asked you to see two footnotes in the new tours. One we discussed at length last week. That was Lamed Hay. And there's one other one we discuss right now, which is Yud Beis. I don't think I can show this on the screen, so I'll read it to you. Here we go. Tell us a look at the Bozo Marsha Horowitz from Pinsk. L'madna Midvarov. Okay, Rabbo said, let's open the Gemara. It'll be easier for me to, you know what, you can really look at Rabbo Marsha himself. I'm going to read it from here first. The Rambam Meforesh Atz Kafta Dabayisham Midi Ochel Mitoch Psolas Katoni Dabraisa Eina Medaberes Ochel Mitoch Psolas Shalahem Ela Bishnei Minei Ochlin Ubor Echel Mehem. Wow, noob shot in the Gemara's Kasha. We thought the Kasha was the previous Amorah said Ochel Mitoch Psolas, but doesn't say that in the Braisa. Doesn't say which way it goes. He's saying more than that. The price is Shnei Minei Ochlin. It's Shnei Minei Ochlin. Look at Rav Lazar Moshe. Right, let's always see things inside. Look inside the Rav Lazar Moshe. Watch. Nira the Hayne the Parach Abaye Midi Ochlin Mitoch Psolas Katani. What's the Lomar? Shalhuskur Klal Psolas Bebraisa. The price is Shnei Minei Ochlin. Wow. V'hocha, hu b'derech ha-breira, alkein o'ocha mitoch psolas o'lehepech, el ha-bayi s'vile, lo arin en klav psolas, ha-shtenicha, b'turmesin, k'sherot z'olech ala psolas, din ha-turmesin k'psolas mitoch ochel, shem de'ilo shakli, etc. So he's saying over here, Rabosai, we're not going to the turmes, we'll get to that a little later on, he's saying a chiddush nifla. And the Gemara's kasha is not that the Braisa didn't distinguish which one he's taking out, psolas or ochel. There is no psolas. It's shnei minei ochlin. And the halacha is different against Tosfos. Called the Tosfos, ochel and ochel is also psolas and ochel. Whatever you don't want, that's called psolas. And he says no. I'll read you what he says. Oh. Look carefully. Bora vi ochel yalter, Abaye says, she ochel yalter amin she bira biyado, u bora meniach yalter means, she bora min echad mea acher, u meniach amin she bira, vi ochel yalter amin anoser, a new pshat in the Gemara, a new pshat that no one else said. Bora vi ochel means, it's raisins and almonds. So I can either take out the raisins and eat them, or I can take out the raisins and eat the almonds. And put the raisins down. That's also mutter. Pile ployim. Why? What's the lumdus? And we need a lumdus here. The Rambam Sfirle. The Yisod HaBrera B'min Echad B'min Acher. Not like Tosfos that said that the one you don't want is called Psolas. Chas v'sholom. Elo etzem ha'afrodo shel min Echad B'min Acher That itself is called Borer. Even though they're both Ochel. V'yalkein, shebo lecho li'alter, shari, af b'meiniach ha'min shenot al b'yodo, v'ochel ha'min ha'nosar. And therefore, let's go back, look back on your Mishnah Berurahs. Because he quotes the Rambam verbatim, Rabbosai. Look in your Mishnah, look in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, originally the Rambam said, V'imbirer b'yodo lecho li'alter mutter. That's in Sif Aleph. That's in Sif Aleph. It goes in everything. It goes in Ochel B'tok Psoles and Bimbi Menacher, both of which are found, Rabbosai, in Sif Aleph. That's always going to be matter. Fine. In the second part, where he's talking about what? Boru meniach li'alter. Look what he says over here. Siv Gimel. Boru lefan of shnei mini ochlin. Murav. Boru echad meyachad u meniach lecho miyad. The Rambo couldn't believe this. What did Rambo do? Ooh, that Rambo, did he fix this up over here good. He added two words. What two words did the Rambam add? The boy said, look, it's Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Again. Hoya lefan shnei mini ochlim uravim borer echad meyechad umeyniach lechol miyad. What's meyniach lechol miyad means? I take the one I picked out, I put that down on the table and I eat the other one, it's okay. The Rambam couldn't believe it, so what did he do? Then what did he do? He threw in two words. Oh, man. Oh, come on. That's not the truth. That's his own shita. That's why in the Sefer, it's Borah Meniach Li'alter. He never mentioned anything about Ochel Mitok Psolos. Because we're talking over here about what? Shnei Minei Ochlin, Rabosai. Shnei Minei Ochlin. Okay? And then he says over here, let's keep going. That's Siv Gimel at the beginning. You can even take the one that you take one out and eat the other one. And then he says, V'mbirer v'niach li'ach hazman, afil bo bayom, v'mbirer shachas lecho ben arbayim, is chayav rabosai. On this basis, as a footnote, you base, ain't, listen carefully, chiluk ben shir li'alter b'bor v'yochem b'tom soles l'shiyur b'bor min me'achem min mincha achar against the Beis Yosef. And that's how the box says, like the way he says it's shir echad, there's only one shir. Wow. So the difference between Sif Aleph and Beis on the one hand, or Sif Aleph on the one hand and Sif Gimel on the other hand, is not as a different shear, what's called the altar. No, it's a much bigger, wackier, wilder chiddush in the second Siv Gimel. You can take out min A and eat, put it down and eat min B. That can't work by Ochel and Psolos. That's why I put a Siv Gimel as a separate bava. Amazing chiddush, Rav Osai. That's Rav Elazar Moshe, and that seems to be against Rav Yosef Kara. Pasha Psha, because Rav Yosef had a different Psha. Let's take a look over here, Rav Osai. And the Bir Halacha over here, please take a look, Rabosai, Shin Yutes, Shabira Shachris, it's on page 280, Shabira Shachris, top of the page, Ayin Mishnah Berurah, okay, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? Shabira Shachris, no! Doesn't mean on Dafka Shachris. Could even mean an hour before. That's what Mr. Bruce said. V'yesh me'achronim, including Bogan Avro, she'tiku linin shnei minei ochlim, nishtana adim en abor ha'ochel b'tol solas, v'nikol bo b'yom ki mesuda l'suda, ho'acha she'ochel suda mechen suda acheres, af shud adayin zman muflag lo, komokom b'chlau ha'alter. Who said so? Rabbeinu Yosef Karo said so. We saw it in Beis Yosef. What do you blame any other people for? Says the Bial Helig Bialacha, Geshti Zoral Baze, the Nogea be Isudor Isa. Frankly, it seems to me that the better pshat is the Bialacha Moshe's pshat. The Ramah switched everything around. Ramah added two words. He changed the expression. He changed what the Mechaba wanted. He changed it. He added, "Umeiniach Hasheni kelecha miyad." Oh man, that's not what the Mechaba said. He changed it. Take a look at Bialacha Umeiniach Hasheni. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mechaba. Quotes from the Rambam. Henkip Shaton Umeiniach Lacherim Oli Atzmo. He means Meiniach. He takes puts the other one down. The Rav, the Ramo adds Hasheni kedei. Vishina kavona samachaba baramzal lo dialanu. The also sheena rots ata who kipsoles. Vitzorach liver also sherots alechol dafka. As the Truma Sadeshin said, Vimdas a Rambam ugam karamo lo berira. The Eish Gdolim Shenam Sorim came. Ayin v'sefer Mama Mordechai. Shehevi b'shem Rav David Arama. V'peirush shel Rama Shekosav. The b'shnei minei ochlim. But I just told you from Azim Moshe. So as Srinan Zeh lebebor psos gomim tov ochel, mashekin hochot ha vishnei mine ochlim, kol sheborg elechol lealta shari, ad kan mamma Mordechai. Only one problem. I looked up the Rav David Arama in the Frankl Rambam. I think it says the reverse. I found one of the Sfarim jumped on the Mamma Mordechai. How can he quote the Rabbi David Aramo? You look at the Franklin Aramo, you look yourself, you see, he says exactly the reverse. Okay, Mamma Mordechai said it himself. Two Gedolim said it. Who are they? Mamma Mordechai and Abelazar Moshe Horowitz. They said it clear. They said it clear, that's Pshat in the Rambo. That's for sure. Why? What's the lumbus over here, Rabbi Osai? Because they reject Tosfos Pshat, that we consider the thing that he doesn't want to be in the category of what? The category of Psalus. No. It's a separate issue. Nothing to do with that. Once we're having problems with analyzing different opinions, Rabbi Osai, what I'd like to do is open a Gemara and see how opinions vary here too. This is a Gemara on Yamar Makomas, it's on the Yamar Makomas sheet. It is, where is it? I'm not even get there yet. We'll take a look briefly. Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Just briefly. If you didn't get there yet, have no fear. Let's see the Gemara Rabbi Osai. Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. A brief Gemara. Says the Heilige Gemara. Mishumai masrinan bay to mishame, right? What's mishame mean? What's mishame? Misalam shimayayin. You put the wine in a strainer, and the wine goes out, and the, what's called, dregs? Is that the right word to use? Is that the right word? Yes? Of the wine, staying. Rabba mishum borer, abzer mishum marakate. Om rabba kabasid di mistabra. What did rabba say? Borer. Why? Madarga shel bora notel ochel umeiniach psolis. Avochanami notel es ochel umeiniach es psolis. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? I'm asking a question. Let's just finish the Gemara. Amar Zera, kavos yididi mistabra. Rabbi Zeir says, "Meraket, ma'adaka shemeraket psolus lemalo va'ochel melmatam." When you sift things, what happens? The thicker flour stays on top, and the good flour goes out. Avochanami psolus melmalo, the dregs stay in the strainer. Va'ochel melmata, it's like meraket. Says Rashi, "The notel ochel meniach psolus ulerabba hu adanami the asi be'mishum meraket hagasro." Either one's gonna work. Av Rav Zera, he asked him, "Mishum borer lavasroi? Why not? Lo domi leborer sheochel lemato psolus lemala, mashekin beborer kidneys shapsolus is lemato." What do you mean bore? What do I mean? Bore kidneys of psalms is lamata. Why should that be so? Guess the way it works is you take the good stuff and the psalms falls to the bottom. Rashi doesn't go into the details, but that's what Rashi is saying. Ad kanabos is a sugi. So Rabba agrees to Rab Zera. So it appears from the Rambam, who says Yechayev Bora or Merakit. So it's the Rambam, not both. Rambam says a Beferish. I'll show you the Rambam. Rambam. Usual Rambam. Oh, the window. Oh, come on. All right, close the window. Press here. This? Oh. You closing those windows yet? Alright, close off windows?
Mm-hmm.
Rambam, where are we? Perek Ches. Look at this Lama, it's an unusual Rambam. Halacha Yudalo. Hamashama Yayin. Okay. Chayav. Why are you Chayav? One second. What did Rambam say? Ah, look at that. Watch. Haborah shmarah mitoch mashkin. Haborah told us borer. Oh! Told us merakin v'chayev. Shazorah v'haborah merakin domin in yonem zelaz. Eh? And they counted us three. So that's all Gemara. Either one you chayev on. How can it be? So the Mefarshim explain that Rabba agrees to Rab Zera. Adichai Mishim Merakit as well. Rashi seemed to say that way. Rabba what dinami yasim Mishim Merakit. It's Asra. An interesting thing. Rabba and Rashi agree on something, which is, you know, coming from two different schools, came to the same conclusion. There must be some truth to it. Right? They didn't consult with each other about something. Okay, this is what it says. Fine. Good. So you would not be chayav on both. That's hard to believe. You'd be chayav on both. The minchasin you'd be chayav on both. Believe it or not, chayav on both. Lecha Mishnah says no. You would not be chayav on both. Let's get links. Lecha Mishnah. Aleph. Whoa. Hold on, it should be here somewhere. It's supposed to be here, but I'm not finding it. I call upon him, get an impression that you'd be chayav only one of them, you wouldn't be chayav two. I just cannot find it right now. Fine, against the Michas Chinuch. Might have to mean there, Rabbi Osai. Manaf Kamina. Li alter. If it's because of Borer, it's Mutter. But if it's Merakeid, it would be Asur, Abosai. So this is the Prima Gadim. As a matter of fact, he has a cash on the Beis Yosef. Can we have Beis Yosef over here? Beis Yosef, no, where are you? Oh, here we are. Sorry, I was not quick enough. Mishnah Meres, look what he says. Rambam says, Borer or Meraki, who posted Karaba, like Rashi, look what he says, I told you. Rabba made the man of Shishuba Rabbi Astro. Rabbeinu caused up the Yoster, Mishnah Borer, Kalishna the Rabba. For the Chosha Shnuchtov, Ichai Mishnah Meraki, Shulobol, Lavor, Besefer, Zeb, Dine Achio, Vaptur. Not no gelamais. We're not going to be anybody malchus or skila or carbon over it nowadays. So that's why I didn't bother telling you why you would be chayiv. And Prima Godim doesn't like that. Prima Godim, where's Prima Godim? Where's Prima Godim, Rabbi Osai? Should we share Prima Godim? Prima Godim here? Prima Godim. Orachayim. Mishpat Zozov. Shabbos, where's Shabbos? Shabbos. We're getting here, be patient. Watch this. He quotes the Beis Yosef tour. No! Nafka Mina! Shama biyad, lishtos miyad. Imishim bori yesh lomar d'shari kibisif aleph. Not like a knon. Knon is more comparable to napa, as opposed to a suter mishamerz. Umitamarakin should be osur. And the Beis no nafkamina mitzorachin. Beis Yosef was wrong. So writes the Prima Godin. Fine. Now comes the big question. That has a big question. It's a serious question. Serious question. Open to your Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Nun Hei. Sivkatan Nun Hei. Give a look. Sivkatan Nun Hei. Sivkatan Nun Hei. Quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says that when you get to the Nitzotzos, you saw the Gemara, you have to stop. Why? Emiliasa came, Hani Nitzotzos Muchache Shuborim. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Hei, Umayri Sherotza Lishos Liachazman, Dimrut Bedato Lishos Lialter, Halokaimalon, the Ochel Mitoch Psoles, Kishaborim, Shloya de Kli, Mutter in Bedat Alechel Miyad, Vekan Avshamara Mikli de Kli, Mikomakom Iker Abrer Nasai de Yodov, Rabbo Sai. What happened over here? You're pouring out the wine, leaving behind the dregs, and we consider that to be what? Ochel Mitoch Psolis. What came out is the Ochel, what's left behind is what? Is a Psolis. Right? So, you're taking what came out from what's left behind, correct? Now turn to the Hakdama from yesterday. Turn to the Hakdama from yesterday, Rabbo Sai. Turn to the Hakdama from yesterday. Okay. Let's take a look. The last line of page, of the first page, the last line. You're using a kli, not bekvar, chayav, Afilu borer ochal min apsolus. What does that mean? Sometimes they do it that way. Pamishu borer ochal min apsolus. Kagon! What? Shenikve akfar adakin. Veochal ugas. And therefore, what stays behind in your hand? What? What, Rebosa? The ochal. Here he's saying, when something falls out of something, you are borrowed the thing which is in your hand from that which falls out. That's the Hakdama. He contradicts himself. In Sivkat Nun Hei, he said, you borrow what that which came out from that which was in your hand. Well, which one is it, Rabbi Osai? Will the real borer ex mitoch y please stand up? There's a contradiction between the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah to Sivkat Nun Hei. In the introduction, he says, you borrow ochel mitoch psolos if the ochel is left in your hand. And in Sifkot Nenei he says, you borrow ochel mitoch psolos if the good stuff comes out. Mamash, a contradiction from one Mishnah Berurah to the other. Pile, ploy, and mamash. Everyone see the problem? See, if I'm picking some, see, in the Gemara's case, it's easy. I take a pebble out of the wheat, take a wheat out of the pebble. That's easy. When you're pouring something from something, it's not immediately clear what is called, what are you being borer from what? Are you being borer that which came out? Or are you being borer that which stays in your hand? I can see either opinion, but the Mishnah Berurah has both opinions. That contradicts himself. On both sides. It's a problem. Correct? Everyone thinks it's a problem? Tune in tomorrow. We'll see it's a machloikas, and we'll have to see. I don't know if the steer I can't reconcile, maybe. Let's see what the Poskim Gedolim had to say. The Eglei Tal talks about it. Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe talks about it. The Magen Avraham talks about it. So tomorrow she will try to talk about this among other things. Okay? Fine. We will take this down again so people can...
Thank you very much.